And good evening, everyone. Welcome inside the Cave Studios here in downtown Adrian, St. Sports Weekly. Jeff Bowman, Fred Smith with you here at 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com. And it's a golf night tonight, Fred.
Yeah,
I'm ready for golf.
Yeah, so am I. I mean, at least it's a couple weeks ago, it'd have been kind of an oxymoron to do golf. But now we can see the weather break in, and you watch all the golf tournaments this time of year to get you in the mood, you know?
Yes, definitely in the mood. Definitely in the mood. I know Kenny's gone out a few times and hitting the simulators, been wanting me to get out there, but they do it on Monday nights while I'm here, so I don't get that chance to do it. But we're going to talk a little golf with the new head golf coach for the Siena Heights University Saints, Nito Ramos. Nito, how are you?
I'm great, Jeff. How you doing? Fred, how you doing?
Yeah, good. You guys down on your trip, Nito?
Yes, sir.
Where you at? We're down in Florida,
where? We're down in south part of Georgia called Helena.
Oh, okay, good. Beautiful.
Yeah, so we're about to go out to a team dinner.
Oh, good. Awesome, man.
So this is new for you. When you got this, 2 months ago?
Yeah, basically, yep.
So how did all that transpire then? I mean, you deciding you're not going to teach anymore.
Yeah. Coach Iannaku took a position at Davenport after the first semester. This was my 30th year teaching. I had to check to see if I had enough years to retire with my full pension. I had enough.
Nice.
I applied and Sue Siljabek called me about a week and a half into January and said, "We'd like to offer you a position." In a whirlwind, it was a blessed time for me.
Yeah, so you're getting to know everybody. I mean, I look at your men's roster. You got an army on that thing, you know?
Yeah, I'm getting to know everybody. I mean, they're a bunch of characters.
That's a fact.
But they've welcomed me into their family with open arms, and things have been going really well so far.
Well, I would hope so. You got a kid on each team.
Well, I mean, that's beside the point. They're my players. They're my players during the day and my kids at night.
All right, I'm just messing with you, saying that, but you should know these kids and they should know you a little bit. But no, that is nice to be able to have that. I mean, that gives you a little bit easier chance to, know some of these people too, compared to maybe somebody else who just walked off the street.
That's a great point. Yeah, absolutely, Jeff. That's a great point. I didn't get to many because I was doing my own thing at the high school level, but the times I did get to go and watch them play, I've got to learn a little bit about them through that time.
Well, here's a good tidbit for you, Fred. Nito's first coaching job in Lenawee County. Basically, I hooked him up for that to get the JV softball job in Sand Creek.
Wow. Yeah.
So if it wasn't for me, Nito, who knows if he'd even be around?
I don't know where I'd be. I'd have a lot less hats. I know that.
Well, that's funny. It goes back a long ways. You just think about how long ago that was when.
That's 30 years, Jeff.
Yeah, man.
We're not that old.
No, we're not. We're not. So, I mean, this is a whole different world for you then. I mean, you know, retiring from teaching and doing all this. I mean, how's your experience been so far?
It's been great. I've had a lot of great help. Coach Sandifer at the college has kind of taken me under his wing a little bit. Sue's been awesome. She's got a couple great, I guess they call them chaos secretaries, but secretaries in each of the buildings have been amazing for me and have been willing to help me out because I got millions of questions. But other than that, I mean, things are going well. At the beginning, it was a little rough, but other than that, it's going well now.
Well, it's a process of coaching. Well, you know, we all like to coach. We all like to get ready for practices and do this and that. But unfortunately, it's the administrative things that are are the ones that are difficult to learn, I would assume, right, Nito?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, you hit it right on the nail right there, Coach. I mean, you know, I knew there was things that I was going to have to do, but, you know, kind of being at a smaller school, I mean, we're not only the coach, but the secretary, the,
do everything.
You know, whatever, everything, you know, the accountant. I mean, it's just, it's a lot of stuff that a different hat you got to wear that, you know, I'm still trying to get my head wrapped around some of the things we've got to memorize and numbers and all that type of stuff.
Right. And, you know, the big thing is, when you come in mid-year like this, it also, you know, it's not, you know, it's easy in a sense that the kids have been through a lot of season already. We play as much fall as we do as a winter. And on one hand, it's good. On the other hand, it's, getting to know your personnel. And they both seem to have decent falls, both the men and the women.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm kind of coming in blessed with what we've got on staff here with the kids, and I got on the men's side, I got four seniors that are kind of leading the way, and then I've got a senior on the women's side and a couple juniors. So we're kind of veteran staff that way. So they've kind of, like you said. And it's kind of different for me because I'm coming in mid-season because they've already played in the fall.
Right, right. So when you did you guys bus down or drive down?
We drove it. So we're going to be here tomorrow, and we're going to head out on Wednesday morning. Back to Michigan, so hopefully you guys turn the heat up.
Well, it's going to be getting warmer next week for sure. How's the weather been for you down there?
It's been in the low 60s right now. It's supposed to be 75 tomorrow, so we'll hopefully get a good chunk of that. So
yeah, have you been getting some golf in with the kids or?
Yeah, we came down Sunday night, played a practice round, and today we had our first official qualifier for the spring season. So. Yep.
So is that one thing for you, trying to figure out the roster and who gets to play?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've got the scores from the fall's qualifiers, and, and then obviously we're only going to have a couple rounds here, and then when we get back, hopefully we can get out soon so that we can, get some more in. But, things will shake itself out. I mean, it's not as subjective as putting somebody on the court for basketball. You know, the coach doesn't like me like that. You know, it's pretty much, the numbers don't lie for golf, So that kind of helps. And, and then I just got to, coach's discretion. I got to make sure I'm playing the guys that have the hot hand and that type of stuff. So.
Yeah, and that's the difficult thing because, as you know, believe it or not, I coached golf, I talked about 30, 40 years ago. So, when we restarted the golf program, what you find out so many times, because the seasons here are so short, if a young man or a young lady has a bad 2 weeks, it's tough. You know, it's great when they have a good 2 weeks, but, and we see that even on the tour, guys and ladies get hot, and then they don't play so well. What is your role going to be, coach, in terms of how are you going to coach them? And for me, I'm not a heck, that great a golfer,
Yeah, no. It's going to be trial by error. I doing this for a little while, but, you spend as much time as we can on the range and with them at practice, but then when it comes to the golf tournament time, a lot of the times I just become a psychologist, trying to keep them from, not getting too far ahead of themselves or, beating themselves up after a bad shot, so I want to make sure that they understand that, I believe in them, and I'm going to support them no matter what.
Coach, do you have any help? I mean, on your staff.
Bob Lawrence.
Oh, Bob, continue. That's great.
Yep, Bob came back, and then I'm going to have Coach Sandifer is going to be able, is going to help me out a little bit here and there. He offered to help me out since I usually programs have a GA.
Right.
The GA for our program left also at the end of the first semester.
Oh, wow.
So I kind of got thrown into the fire a little bit. So to
well,
speak,
especially but, when the squads are split, you got to have a couple people and.
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
I got good kids.
Yeah, they do. Usually the golf team, they have a good culture, and they're the smart kids and all that. Well, and now it's all about qualifying, right? I mean, everything is to get to the league 54-hole or whatever it is qualifier, right?
Yep. Yeah, exactly. So, like you said, we're doing that right now, and then our first tournament for varsity is going to be March 20th, and we're gonna be down in Kentucky.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
So.
Yeah, you get March 20th up here. It's gonna be tough, and that's April definitely is tough. Coach, let me ask you this: in terms of as you see how, and the other coaches did a great job. You know, the guy.
Yeah.
He's did a great job, and certainly Coach Sanford. Off the top of your head, what changes are you really looking to make as you look over in the future? You see, oh, we could do this, or we might be able to do that.
I there's some tweaks here and there that I've talked to the players about some things about practice time that they want to try to implement that they didn't get a chance to do a lot of.
Right. That's got to be interesting.
I just want to let the kids, this is as much of their program as it is mine, so I really like to make sure I have their input.
Yeah, good for you.
I don't need to hear from everybody, but, the captains do a great job of communicating with me, and I'm trying my best to, you're not going to satisfy everybody, but as a head coach, that you want to make sure that the program's running smooth and things are going, you want to run them the way you want to run them, but you still want to make sure that the kids are invested in what you're trying to put out as a product.
Well, you talked about range and stuff like that. Is that one of the things you work on, working on shots that, because you go play a round of golf and you really don't know what you're going to be hitting, but, and where you're at, do you kind of work on some of those things that a lot of, go in from this much, yardage and stuff, or how do you work on that?
Yeah, absolutely, Jeff. I mean, that's one of the things, I did when I was at Clinton. I had my kids out there on the course, put in a ball behind the tree, in the bunker, hit some, depending on how well your range is where you're working at. But putting a club out, I want you guys, you got to work on trying to be able to hit, a little draw or a little cut here. So that when they get in situations around the course that they feel a little bit more comfortable. That was one of the things that the golfers said that they really wanted to have an opportunity a little bit more than in the past is when they go to the range or when they go and play, be able to work on some different shots instead of just always being a qualifier type atmosphere. So that's something that we're going to implement this year, because it's something that they – and I know that we need to be able to do is hit some different specialty shots and work our way around the golf course, manage it better. So
yeah, because I know, speaking with some bowling coaches of some of the bowling, the lanes now you can set up where you can put different pins up and make different
Absolutely.
Shots. Where if you just stand there at the range and just I'm going to take my driver, hit this many, I'm going to take this club and hit that. What does that do? Yeah, it makes your swing a little better, but you still have to hit the shots that you're hitting in an actual round out on the course.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Because you got to give them an opportunity to feel successful and know that they can hit the shot when it's called for and not be apprehensive and just go ahead and know that they're going to be able to pull it off.
Coach, let me just ask you kind of a hypothetical here. As you've been coaching golf a while, right?
Yeah.
Who are some of the professional golfers that you admire, either male or female, from afar, and why, and what characteristics do you like that you hope, you know, that they, that your team might have some of those, if you can think of any.
Yeah, I mean, back in the day when we were, when I was a little younger, I really liked Freddie Couples and Ernie Els. Their swings are just, I just so smooth.
Silky.
Freddie Couples and Boom Boom, and then, you know, and on the women's side, cannot not like Nelly. Lydia Ko just won this weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the amount of talent out there is amazing. And then obviously, you know, the Tiger Woods attitude and just being able to take care of business and have that you know, that killer instinct on the golf course. I mean, I think that's pretty special to have. So, you know, those are some. Obviously, there's many more, but you know, characteristics and swings and stuff like that. Those are some of the people that I like to watch.
I tell you, I've been watching the new Full Swing on Netflix, and Oberg, that guy's got, he's phenomenal.
Oh, isn't that a beautiful, that's amazing.
There's no wasted energy, movement, or anything in his swing. It's so pretty.
none at all.
It's amazing to watch some of these guys that are that good.
I know. I mean, I can't. If I were to play Fred Smith right now out there, and I had a 2-foot putt, my knees would be shaking. I don't know how these guys do it for millions of dollars, and you know, it's pretty awesome to watch, because you know, the people that play kind of golf know that it's not as easy as they make it look.
Well, you know, when you mentioned, you know, Lydia Ko, and I, you know, I watch a lot of golf. You know, as I'm retired, watch, and what's really interesting is, the last day of that tournament, I think they're in Singapore, she was playing against England.
Hall.
Yeah.
And Gino Titico. You know, they both outdrove her consistently by 20 yards.
Yeah.
And
yep.
The way her poise and her course management. But the main thing is so much of golf, and I'll tell you this, is putting the ball in the hole, you know. And that's one thing she can do. It may sound simple, but... Go ahead.
That's funny you bring that up, because I was actually just talking about that with one of our players who's not as very long as some of our longer hitters. And I said, hey, you can't worry about what you're hitting. You just play your game and, you know, things will be fine. You can't worry about what everybody else is doing. You just got to play your game, you know. So,
right. They talked about that young man. He was from Pepperdine, the left-hander that won in Florida. He did not miss a putt the whole tournament, less than 10 feet. I mean, he was 10 feet or less. Now, how do you – that's one of the things in terms of putting, in terms of drilling. How – I mean, what are some of the drills you do there, you know, or what do you
– Yeah, I've got one where we got these metal rulers. You get them from Harbor Freight or wherever, and – they got those little holes in the the back of them. You can hang them on the wall. But so what we do is, or the drill I use is, we put the ball in the hole, and then we just try and make sure our putter face is square, and we just try and put the ball down the ruler at the 4-foot putt, and you know, we're just trying to make sure that our head's staying still, and our club face is being square, and the ball should roll pretty true on the ruler face. You know, then there's the gate drill. You know, you can put tees out, work on lag drills from different distances. And a lot of time, you know, it's just, and Fred, you know this, I mean, you can have practices all you want, but if the kids aren't going to try and put a little of their own time after practice or before practice, you know, that's not going to, you know, it'll help. But if you can spend 15, 20 minutes after or before practice, I mean, that's where that stuff's going to start paying off.
Well, Coach, I just, you know, I know that we're going to go to commercial in a minute. I just tell you how pleased I am, having known you as an undergrad. And you know, some of our guys are our former players that are dear friends of yours, to see you back at Siena. I mean, one of the Foster boys told me, they said, man, ain't nobody going to work harder and be more of a saint than Nito, you know. And so I know a lot of people are rooting for you and happy for you.
Well, I appreciate that, Fred. I mean, you're one of the people I used to look up to when I was there, and you always used to take your time out and say hi to me, and you know, that's kind of what I told Coach Bauer. This I said that's where the footsteps I want to follow in, and you know, and try and get to know the student body and let them know that I'm, you know, a supporter of whatever they're doing. You know, and my wife and I just went to a play the other day.
Oh, cool.
You know, so it's just. I mean, I had some good role models when I was at Siena.
Well, Nito, again, thanks for coming on. Good luck. And so who are we going to talk to next then?
I got the men's captains, Ben Ellis and Garrett Ramos.
All right. Well, we're going to take a timeout, and we'll be back in a couple minutes to talk a little bit more Siena Heights Golf right here, Saint Sports Weekly here, 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
The top online bachelor's degree program in Michigan is now offering a completely online MBA degree. The Siena Heights University MBA will help students hone skills and better develop their talents as ethical business innovators. Business graduates, as well as students from many other majors, including nursing and engineering, are good candidates for the Siena Heights MBA. And no prerequisite entry courses are required. Classes are enrolling now. To find out more, visit start.sienaheights.edu/MBA. Learn what the Siena Effect can do for you.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at sienaheights.edu.
Siena Heights University in Adrian, Michigan offers online bachelor's and master's programs designed to fit your busy schedule. The online MBA program is available to students with degrees in various disciplines and does not require the GRE or GMAT testing for admissions. Designed to be flexible, convenient, and focused on ethical and sustainable business practices. Learn more at sienaheights.edu. Again, that's sienaheights.edu. Looking to move your career forward? By going back to school, you're investing in your future, and Siena Heights University in Adrian, Michigan wants to help you. We know you're busy. From raising a family to building a career, you may not have much free time available. From associates to bachelor's to master's degrees, our classes are designed so you can work and manage home life while earning your degree. Let Siena Heights University help you take the next step. Learn more at sienaheights.edu. Again, that's sienaheights.edu.
And welcome back inside Cave Studios, Saint Sports Weekly, brought to you by Siena Heights University. Jeff Bowman, along with Fred Smith, and again, we're talking a little golf as the Siena Heights golf teams, plural, men's and women's, down in Georgia, trying to get away from this cold weather here in Michigan. And we got a couple of the men's golfers, the captains, as we've got Ben Ellis and Garrett Ramos with us. How are you guys?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. So where are you headed to dinner at?
We're heading to Zaxby's for dinner.
Oh, that now you're killing me with that one. That's some good food that you can't get up north.
No.
Oh, I'd be eating there every day. Well, guys, how's it going golfing wise so far on your trip?
I mean, yeah, We got our first round in yesterday. It was fun to see the course. It was a little practice round, but today was first day of qualifiers. It was nice to get out there, play for playing for spots on the team, really, and just getting that tournament feel back.
Well, how'd you guys shoot?
I mean, first round outside of the year, really. It's just nice getting the feel back a little bit. Not as well as maybe some of us had hoped, but it's nice to get back out there.
That's always the most difficult thing, isn't it, Coach Smith, about, you know, northern teams. You can hit simulators all you want, but getting out into the weather it takes you some while to adjust, doesn't it?
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, there's certain type of, you know, fuel shots, obviously, that, you know, you can tell exactly what you haven't been practicing, you know, when it comes to bunkers.
Right.
You know, hitting flop shots, yep, to tight pins and things like that. Those shots you just are tough to reciprocate on a simulator of any kind.
What type of, you know, course is it? Is this a complex you're at, or just a one golf course, or a few golf courses that you're at?
So this is a state park that we're at, and down here in Georgia.
Right.
They have one course on the property.
Good.
And what is this, the little, how do you say that? Akmolgi?
Akmolgi, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we're still figuring out how to pronounce it as well.
What type of golf course is it that you're playing?
Just a normal course. It's not like a Link style or anything like that. There's some water out there, tree lined. It's pretty nice, I feel like.
So talking about working on things, I mean, that is one thing you can hit all day in a simulator, but as you said, just, you know, working on different things, you know, is that you guys are finding out quickly what you need to work on then?
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess the added pressure really of losing a ball out there kind of helps us a little bit to kind of think of our shots more and just everything like that, because on a simulator, I don't have to worry about losing my brand new Titleist ball, whereas out here, I have to think a little bit more.
Yeah. You know, as you guys, you know, get a chance to get away, what's great about getting away on trips like this is, you know, just you're on break, the academic pressures aren't right there, and, you know, you can bond a little bit as a team, and now you add with a new, you know, another coach. As seniors, you know, what role do you guys play as leaders in making it easier for Coach Nito to get acclimated to this position?
Absolutely. You know, Coach Smith, I mean, we've had three coaches over our time as seniors,
yeah,
here at the golf program. And so, you know, we've really kind of taken on that leadership role very, very seriously on, you know, promoting the culture that, you know, Coach Sandifer instilled in us our freshman year still to this day, and kind of making sure that if we leave any legacy, that's one of them. You know, strong academics, a strong team bond, and obviously very, very strong on the course as well. So we like to bring those to the team and keep that culture running, as well as just helping Coach Ramos, you know, whenever he needs us. And he's been amazing about, you know, making sure that this is, you know, a player-driven team still as it has been over the past few years.
Yeah, I really liked that when Coach Nito talked a little bit about that. I really thought that was really interesting. Being an old young golf coach, I was 23 when I coached golf, believe it or not, for about 3 or 4 years. And boy, if I only knew then, I knew now, you know, but it was certainly fun. But getting back to you guys, though, you're in the middle of year, both you and the women, and you both your team, you guys had a pretty good fall. How would you describe your fall season?
You know, I'd say that we didn't quite live up to some expectations this past fall. So, you know, it gives us a little chip on our shoulder kind of heading into the spring. But there were definitely some pretty solid takeaways. You know, we had some good rounds sprinkled in throughout there. You know, if we could have just had a couple more scores at our WAC preview,
yeah,
you know, we would have taken our mid-pack finish and finished, you know, second or third.
Right.
If we were able to get another score on there.
Yeah, you know, the league tournament, is that still up in Battle Creek? Or the Quality National?
Yes, yeah, that's still Stoughton Bray there.
Yeah, Stoughton Bray. So you guys know that course now pretty well, right?
Yes, yeah, we know that course very well. And we'll play at the Battle of the Bray and Lawrence Tech hosted tournament there a few weeks prior. So we'll get a really good look then. And then we'll obviously go back out for the WAC out there. So we're pumped up about it. We're excited.
Yeah, so how does when you look at playing Lenawee and the variety of courses you do play, how does Lenawee help you?
Well, Lenawee to me isn't really – well, Lenawee isn't that long of a course, I'd say, but Lenawee is definitely a course that helps us with our tee shots off the tee, pinpointing areas where we want to keep the ball,
right,
and just everything like that. So I guess really anywhere Lenawee would help us with our accuracy, I would say.
Right.
Yeah, and walking up down those hills, too.
Yeah.
Get you in shape.
Those hills keep us conditioned, that's for sure.
Well, one of the things about Lenawee is even though the yardage doesn't appear long, you're hitting into so many hills that hurts and makes it play a little longer at times, right? And but the other thing with Lenawee is, like so many courses, of, you know, keeping it below the hole on certain areas. Now, again, it depends on how the greens run there, you know. And who knows this sort of in the air. If those greens are running, you got to be really careful, I'm sure. But what's the toughest course that you guys have played within the conference or your tournament schedule?
You know, last year we were at TPC Michigan, and the conditions out there are really tough. You know, Kentucky, we always find it to be a pretty tough, you know, course for us. With the weather down there, it's, you know, usually we're waiting on a frost delay before we can go out, hoping that it's above freezing. And so that one's always kind of a difficult course for us. There's some big elevation changes out there that we're just kind of not used to so much. But it's a great test. And then Legacy is going to be an amazing test for us as well with the wind out there.
Yeah, the wind's always blowing out there, man. And you guys play at those big boy tees, you know, when we get out to us old guys, you know what? We always look back and go, man, that's a different golf course back there, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't reached those shorter tees yet than you got to, Fred. But.
Yeah, when you're 70, that's an advantage, right?
That's right.
Who's your biggest competition or the guys that, you know, you really got your sights set on if you want to be really at the top of the WAC? Who are some of the teams you got to really pass?
So, good team for us to look at is going to be Lawrence Tech this year.
Right.
I think if you look at the preview scores, you can see that, you know, Uno commandingly kind of took the conference. And
they're always tough, man.
But not too far away from us was LTU, and it'll be nice to go and play at Lawrence Tech's tournament down in Kentucky again at the Battle of the Bray right before the WAC at the same exact course we'll be playing them there. But also we've got our eyes set on, you know, winning the Legacy tournament hosted by Lords, as well as the Oak Point tournament hosted by Cleary. Right. Those would be two amazing wins to get moving into the WAC.
Well, Ben, tell us a little bit about, you know, how you got to Siena. What are you studying there?
Oh, right now I'm actually a grad student getting my MBA, but I got my undergrad in international business.
Yeah, that's awesome. You're using the undergrad program. For sure. And I wanted to ask the Ramos there, how's it like having the dad as coach? Is that's got to be fun.
Yeah, it always is fun. He's been my coach ever since I started playing sports and all kinds and everything like that. You know, he coached me in high school all 4 years, and then just being able to finish my college career with him as my coach is pretty special.
Well, it's funny. I've watched your scores over the years, and now it's not as easy to do that anymore with the newfound telegram or whatever you want to call it anymore. But I really did follow you and your, you know, always follow Nito's teams, and I'm really happy for you for sure. You guys got a lot. You got a big squad, I noticed, this year.
Yeah, this year we got 18 guys and 11 girls this year, yep.
Wow. Man, that's got to be, you know, that's not an easy thing, you know, to keep 18 guys busy, but I'm sure Coach will figure it out.
Yeah, because when you go to these tournaments, I mean, just for the average, how many get to, you know, basically suit up?
Yeah, so 5 will play. There are some tournaments where we might be able to bring an individual. And we're hoping that some tournaments we can bring 10 as well.
Yeah, second team.
A varsity and a junior varsity squad. But it, the number's five.
So it's a lot of pressure. I mean, that's, you know, working, see who gets to be actually on that roster spot.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's definitely a little fire under some guys, for sure, down here in Georgia. Kind of knowing that, hey, you know, you're kind of hoping to punch your ticket to Kentucky down here.
Yeah, it makes you work hard, that's for sure. But, again, it without that, though, you know, when you got all that pressure and you know you got somebody pushing from behind you, it makes everybody work a little harder.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it definitely is great experience with that pressure. I mean, I don't think there's any more pressure than when you step into the first tee at the WAC. You know, you're practicing right behind your school's logo, and, you know, you're there representing not just our golf program, but the university as a whole.
Yeah, that's awesome. To be able to think like that and you know, have that, the university behind you, know who you're playing for. And, again, that's always a nice thing to have, and what you've been able to do with your career so far. And, you know, especially you've been getting to win at Lords this past year, so that was a nice victory for you.
Oh, yes. Yeah. No, I'm super excited to head back out to the Legacy and defend my title out there.
What'd you shoot out there this fall, Ben?
Oh, this fall?
Or when you won the tournament?
When I won the tournament, I shot 1-under 71.
Wow, that's awesome. Now, are we hosting anything this fall, either men or women, this spring, men or women?
No, we are not hosting anything this spring.
Okay.
Hopefully in the future, though, we will get a tournament at Lenawee or something.
Yeah, that'd be great. I always enjoy it, and I know it's hard and all that, but I do miss that, just getting out there. And it's always nice for you guys to play at home, too. That home course advantage is something you can't replicate.
No.
So, Garrett, what's your plans for the future?
Well, I'll be graduating with a sport management degree. I will hope to continue in the golf industry and be a pro out at a course somewhere. I have an internship lined up this summer down at Highland Meadows.
I wondered if that is awesome. That's a great place.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, that'd be nice. That'd be nice on your resume to try to get you out there further. And so, yeah. When did you start beating your dad?
Oh man! I gotta think a while back.
Or as he say, it hasn't happened yet.
I think when I started beating him, I want to say maybe eighth grade, ninth grade year, we started to be competitive with him. And then a little bit after that, I started to have to give him strokes.
Did you guys play over in high school? Did you play, what's that course over there on 12?
Yeah, Rustic.
Did you guys play Rustic? All right, what was the biggest adjustment from Rustic Glen to come into play, you know, Lenawee in the courses you play, that you really, the things you had to do to become a successful college golfer?
Well, I was very fortunate to obviously go to a school where I live in Adrian, so I'm familiar with Lenawee and all that. So I guess that was a really big factor for me, you know, staying close to home. And I mean, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I did work hard. I did have to, because COVID year hit my senior year, and then so that canceled our season.
Oh.
And so I kind of spent that whole time I had off just working on my game, you know, finding courses around me that were open, and just really working hard to get to where I am today.
Well, which is in a great spot. So it's, you know, congratulations to you and Ben, and we appreciate your time, and we're going to take a time out. Good luck down there, and then we're going to take time out. We got a little girls' golf, women's golf to talk about when we get back. Appreciate it, guys, and good luck.
Yeah, good luck, man.
Thank you very much. Go Saints.
All right, we'll take a time out. We'll be back with more Saints Sports Weekly right after this here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
The top online bachelor's degree program in Michigan is now offering a completely online MBA degree. The Siena Heights University MBA will help students hone skills and better develop their talents as ethical business innovators. Business graduates, as well as students from many other majors, including nursing and engineering, are good candidates for the Siena Heights MBA. And no prerequisite entry courses are required. Classes are enrolling now. To find out more, visit start.sienaheights.edu/MBA. Learn what the Siena Effect can do for you.
Looking to move your career forward? By going back to school, you're investing in your future, and Siena Heights University in Adrian, Michigan wants to help you. We know you're busy. From raising a family to building a career, you may not have much free time available. From associates to bachelor's to master's degrees, our classes are designed so you can work and manage home life while earning your degree. Let Siena Heights University help you take the next step. Learn more at sienaheights.edu. Again, that's sienaheights.edu.
And welcome back inside the Cape Studios here in downtown Adrian. Jeff Bowman, Coach Fred Smith, talking some Siena Heights University Saints athletics here, Saints Sports Weekly. And we're on the phone with some golfers down in Georgia. And who do we have with us on the air now?
Well, we have the two captains on the women's team.
All right. And who are you?
I am Leah LaFleur. I'm a junior, and this is my first year being captain.
All right.
I'm Scott, and I am a senior, and this is my technically second year being a captain. Yeah.
And who was that you cut out a second for that second person?
Oh, sorry. My name's Skylar Whitman.
Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
Skylar, yeah.
All right. Yes. I think we've talked to both of you guys before,
yes.
So it's
yes,
how was Georgia treating you guys so far?
Oh, it's so nice. It's nice and sunny. Literally up there, it's all snow. So we're all used to seeing all the landscapes covered in snow. Down here, it's all nice, hot, and toasty. So it's nice being able to get the clubs out again and hit on some grass.
Yeah, that's got to be a nice thing. I know it's a big difference from using simulators and doing things. You know, you look at that, you know, the TGL, and that's totally different when you look at hidden simulators and stuff compared to that. But just getting out there in the sunshine and be able to see what's going on. They got, you know, how are the sights down there? Is a pretty course compared. You know, you think of Georgia golf and you think of Augusta. So do you got some nice? Is there some nice shrubs around and nice, pretty trees?
Yeah, the trees are really pretty. And no, I'm from Indiana, so I don't see a whole lot of mountains. All of our, where I'm from, is all flat. So seeing all these really pretty mountains is really fun to see, along with all the different landscapes and stuff.
You know, you guys had a really good fall, if I remember right. Kind of give us a review of, you know, I think you had a real successful fall, won a couple tournaments and stuff.
What did you...
Just kind of review what you guys did and who you, and where you played and what you did well.
For the WAC, were we third place? Okay, we were third place for the WAC in the fall?
Yeah, in the preseason thing?
Basically estimated a place for third. The first day coming in, we were third, and then the last day, we ended up totaling at about fourth place. Yeah.
Right.
So we're only a few strokes behind third. Yeah.
And
I know that Skylar won the tied. Did you tie or win the Legacy? I won. I won one of them this year. Yeah. I think it was the Legacy. I think you had to go back and get your trophy. So that one, I know that I think as a team, we also won that tournament. And I'm trying to remember what else we did.
Okay. Well, you know, that's good. You guys, you know, some guys will, you know, or ladies, they can tell you everything. You guys are, I kind of like, you're very humble, you know, because I do remember, and I would be piping it up, but my phone ran out of juice here, so I can't look it up, you know.
Yeah, no. Well, I think that we were kind of lucky because most of the scores in the fall were a little bit higher than normal, so we were able to, you know, even though I don't think all of us played as well as we wanted to, we still were placing pretty well. So that was always nice.
So for you guys coming up this year, what courses are you looking forward to playing, and competition-wise against, who are you looking forward to playing against?
Well, after Alabama, we're going to head down to Kentucky. And so that'll be like a two-day tournament, and we'll actually be able to play with some of the teams in our division. Lawrence Tech is going to be one of the best people in our entire league. So they're definitely one of those teams.
Right.
Who is second? Was it
Indiana Tech.
I think it was Indiana Tech and Aquinas, I believe. Yeah, so those are the people that are ahead of us. But I know Lawrence Tech, we always see them, no matter where we go. So.
Yeah, they put on a lot of tournaments, so that's good. Which is nice. I mean, it gives you guys a chance to be able to play some good competition. As far as today's rounds, how did you guys play?
I did quite well, especially helps, you know, knocking some of the rust off. I'm hoping to perform for tomorrow, but my score was actually pretty well today.
And Leah, how were you?
I didn't play as well. Oh, okay. But my short game, I thought, was pretty decent for not playing for a while, so I know that it'll eventually get there.
So you guys got 11 young ladies, I guess, in your program. Is the competition pretty stiff to get a spot, or is it, or do you think your lineup is pretty set?
1, 2, and 3 are quite set. Normally, right. Our 4, 5, and 6, especially that 5 and 6 spot, can be up for grabs at times. And then it also depends because our 5 and 6 will sometimes also switch between another. So depending on the score series that week or even those few tournaments can help to depend on who's going in the next tournament and who won't be.
Yeah.
And then who also probably needs to work on a bit more so then they can continue to strive to get better so then they can play in more tournaments.
So it is pretty competitive then for you guys, especially down at the bottom of that lineup, to really kind of make sure.
Yes, it is. We've got a bunch of people that are pretty close.
But that makes it fun.
Yes, it does.
Make everybody.
It brings on some friendly competition between each other.
Right, and that's always good.
Oh, yeah. We are always incredibly supportive. We know how hard golf is, and we do not want anyone to fail. It is not fun to play golf when you are not playing well.
Right.
How has the adjustment been in the coaching change for the women's team?
I think it's been extremely positive. I think the coaching is very supportive and a lot more fun. Yeah, I think that we're adjusting very well. So, and you know, it's still the beginning, and we'll have time to get more adjusted as the season goes on.
Yeah, I mean, you know, new staff, new things are, you know, a little bit different. Coach Ramos probably come up with some different things that you guys, you know, have not worked on before, or, you know, something like that. So it is nice, and especially, you know, we talked jokingly with Coach Ramos and with Garrett, and, you know, and now he's got the daughter on the team as well. So, you know, it is a little bit a big family because he's got, there's Ramoses all over the place.
Yeah. But, I mean, we even lost our GA as well.
So, yeah, that's a toughie.
Yeah, so we bit from – it's a whole new season. This is a complete
new slate.
Yep. Yep.
But you get Coach Sanford back a little bit.
We did try to have him help us out a little bit. He did. When we were in our in-between stage and we didn't have anyone,
right.
We need a little bit of help.
Well, he can definitely help, that's for sure. So as far as you guys, we got one a junior, one a senior. What are your plans coming up, Skylar, as your senior year finishing up?
So I'm graduating in the spring with a BFA in illustration. So I'm hoping to go to do video game design.
also making characters, making storyboards, being the story behind, like, video games. Or I also haven't decided I might go further with my golf career as well.
So how did you get into that major? Do you mind me? How did this all develop for you?
So I've been into art since I was little.
Right.
I've always been. You could give me a piece of paper and some crayons, and I'd be entertained for hours. So it's just kind of slowly bloomed over the years, and it was just something that I was like, I really had a passion for, especially since I also enjoy video games as well. So it was just something that I quite enjoyed doing. And then my family's also done video, like, it especially helped to bloom my artist career as well. So always giving me the right supplies and stuff when I needed it, and always being really supportive.
Nice.
So when you said possibly golf, would that mean at the, you know, how would, you know, what would your goals in pursuing that be for you in the short term?
So improving on and getting sharper with some of my short game and stuff, getting
right.
my scores to where it's more consistent, low 70s.
And gotcha.
Grinding down and buckling down so that I can compete.
So it's mostly as a player. You're not looking as some people would look at becoming, you know, get into golf industry, you know what I mean, as a, you know, a teaching pro or, you know, even running, you know, running golf courses. But that's not, so you're looking at particularly playing, Scotter, and you've had a great career. That's what I hear you saying. Good for you.
Thank you. I'm like, I kind of know the nitty gritty because my dad's actually an assistant superintendent down in the city courses down where I'm from.
Yeah.
Fort Wayne.
That's right. I remember that.
So,
yeah.
Always getting to see the nitty-gritty of the courses and stuff, and I know he's taught me since I was young, and then I've also learned how to teach. I've taught little kids as well for a while, and I try and help some people when I can, because I also golf with on Fridays older population of women, and they all come up to me at times for some coaching, like,
oh, that's
advice.
Great.
Just trying to help them when I can, so that community also helps because they're always very supportive.
Good for you.
Yeah, that's great. Leah, what are you studying?
I'm an engineering major, so I'm pretty busy. I also do a lot of theater tech as well. So
oh, nice.
I'm running around from one thing to another.
Yeah, I guess.
Keeps you pretty busy there then.
Yes.
And it's not easy to, once you, you guys, you know, you're a two-season sport, and though really during September and the 1st of October and certainly late March all through April, you guys are busy. And when you're busy, it's not like a lot of our teams, you know, they go for a 6 or 7 o'clock game and be right home. You guys are gone all day, you know.
Oh,
how,
yeah. And I think
go
a
ahead.
Lot of times their teams don't understand that
yeah,
as
I,
well.
I know they don't.
We have time to work on stuff when we're out golfing. And that's not realistic.
Right, right.
Yeah, you don't have your books with you in the golf cart.
No, I do not.
Yeah, and that, go ahead. I don't mean, you know, because one of the things that it always was a challenge, and I know you guys being juniors and seniors, is planning your schedule and with the faculty, because some of them, you're right, they don't, you know, they're, you know, it's hard to get out of certain things. You know what I mean? You know, even though that most of your great students, you know, you probably have to do a lot of proper planning, you know, for each season.
Yeah. When we miss as many days of school as we do, because I believe that when, for the WAC, we're missing 3 days. We're
yeah.
missing Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, late April, which is
Whoa.
Exam time.
Oh, man,
so it's
terrible. Yeah.
It's hard to keep up with stuff, especially keeping mental game during those times. Yeah.
Yes.
You'll have to learn later on how to like separate your golf from your school. Because
yeah.
if you're on a course worrying about your next test this tomorrow or even the day after, you're not going to perform well, because instead of being in the zone in the game, you're going to be concentrating on outside forces that you can't control at that point in time.
That's a great point.
Like worrying yourself.
That's a great point you made. You know, we used to tell our players, you know, we'd always say, once you cross this line, you know, or it'd be the end line, you forget anything in your life but basketball. And then when we say when we get off this floor, you forget about basketball, you know? In other words, you don't want to be in a math course thinking about or, you know, daydreaming about basketball when you should be, you know, doing a project or preparing for tests and whatnot. And it's that power of concentration that you upperclassmen learn how to manage. But it's not easy to manage, as certainly as a young golfer, is it? So as leaders, how have you tried to lead in your role as captains?
We always try and be very supportive of the players, make sure that they're up on their grades and their homework, and we're always there if they need help. And we also try and, with, I know, golf and stuff, we try and push them when we can, because a lot of them have a lot of potential. So we just always try and be supportive and be there. So if they ever do need help or need someone to talk to, then we're there to support them or try and find the aid that they need, so then they can then succeed in and outside of, like, in school and in the sport as well.
And, you know, we're student athletes and we're here to get a degree, so I think that's always important to remind people, you know, what our future looks like.
Yeah, that's a good
point.
And
that is, you know, the degree, the job that we're trying to pursue. And golf, so, you know, some people are trying to go into something that is golf, so there are definitely different important levels for golf for certain people. But, yeah, I think that we always try to make sure that our well-rounded mental health, school, golf, family, all that kind of stuff is going well for everyone.
Well, again, ladies, we appreciate your time, and, you know, good luck this season coming up.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on you. Good luck. Have a great year.
Thank you.
All right, once again, that was Leah LaFleur and Skylar Whitman on the ladies' Siena Heights golf side. And, again, a nice time for them going down, shooting some scores down in Georgia, having some fun. Quickly, before we got to get out of here, we talked recently with some of the track, and they had their indoor nationals last week, and Emma Valentine with the high jump, her second in a row, winning the national championship there. So
she did, I think, what, 5'10 and three quarters?
Yeah.
And that's awesome.
And then Lene Richards, third in a long jump.
Yep.
Remember last year, we did, was her first time long jumping. We were talking about that.
Yeah, and just, then she popped a 19-something. Yeah. And from what I understand, she came out of a difficult heat in her hurdle, which was very disappointing for her, and then jumped into that long jump and kind of salvaged a great meet for
her. Yeah, and then we also had who else?
Pole vaulter, I think, finished second.
Yep, we had Faith Jackson, too. She is seventh place finish in the hurdles.
Right.
And then, again, so they get eighth overall.
Yeah, so they finished eighth as a team. That's
and
that's what you can do when you have outstanding. I thought we had a second in the pole vault, too, early on in the meet. But I can't remember anymore. But I do know this. They were down in Florida. I think they were in Gainesville, and it was very successful for Coach Richards and his group.
So why do we go for an indoor meet and go to Florida?
It's the NAI bids all that out.
I know. It seems like let's do that in a colder location.
Yeah, and you know, they've been they've been all over the place, South Dakota, Kansas, whatnot. It's these complexes that bid for these things at the NAI level. It is ironic, though, that you know, you could be running outdoor and you're running indoor in Florida.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. All right, we got to get out of here. Thank you very much to Nito Ramos and his golf team, and also to Coach Fred Smith here. And I'm Jeff Bowman. Thanks a lot. 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.